Welcome, and thank you for tuning in today. I'm your host, Sabrina Winters, Senior Counsel at Sabrina Winters Attorney at Law, PLLC, an estate planning and probate law firm located in the Ballantyne area of Charlotte, North Carolina. Today, we will be talking about naming separate guardians for your children. Of course, you will always need to consult with an attorney before proceeding with any type of estate planning. As a Charlotte estate planning attorney, I work with parents all the time to make certain that their children will be protected if the death or incapacity of one or both parents should occur. One of the ways we do this is to name guardians, who are essentially the people with legal permission to take custody of your children if tragedy strikes. The most common reason clients whom our parents have shared with me as to why they have not moved forward with any type of estate plan is that they could not decide on who would be the guardian. The second most common reason in my experience has been that they know who would be the guardians, but in the parents' opinion, the kids would fare better if left in the care of different guardians. And yes, perhaps even be separated from one another if the death of one or both parents occurred. Of course, this is a decision that's not to be taken lightly, but legally, there is nothing stopping you from leaving your children to the care of different people if it seems necessary for their future well-being. Making the nomination legal is the easy part. The reality is that Charlotte parents find that the hard part is choosing the actual people they feel comfortable with to provide their kids long-term care. If in your conversation with a Charlotte estate planning attorney you feel such a move is necessary, I urge you to make your wishes known and don't feel bad or even guilty about your decision. Sometimes it's clearly for the best. Not sure when this would be an appropriate choice for your family? Let me give you an example as to when the decision to name separate guardians would come into play. Let's say you're a mother of three children. You have two girls from your first marriage, and your third child, a boy, is from the second. If something unexpectedly happened to you, the law dictates that your youngest son would be placed in the care of his father, provided he's still living, of course. Yet you know that living with your current husband would not be the best arrangement for the girls. The girls have never been close to your new husband, and you can't imagine the situation getting any better if you were gone. Worst of all, the girls have no relationship with their biological father. In fact, he signed over his rights in lieu of paying child support years ago. So in your mind, leaving the children to him is not an option either. Based on this scenario, you decide to make your sister the guardian of the girls while your husband would continue to raise your son if something happens. Of course, that's just one of many examples in which the decision to appoint separate guardians for your children comes into play. As I tell parents all the time, you and only you know what is best for the physical and emotional well-being of your children in a time of need. While the ideal situation might be to leave the kids together if possible, family dynamics or life circumstances may dictate that alternative plans should be made. Estate planning gently forces you to think about such situations in advance so your kids are given the best chance to thrive if something unexpectedly happens to you. You can then document your wishes so there is no question as to who you want to care for your kids in your absence. Thank you for tuning in today, and I will talk to you soon.